Hey, you gotta listen in to my quote of the day and a story I just remembered to share with you. Tune in. Okay, thanks. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. All right, it is Monday, the day after Mother's Day, May 12th, 2014. Yesterday was such an incredible day. I got to celebrate it with my two daughters and their husbands and my grandkids, and it was fabulous. And then I got a beautiful, beautiful gift in the mail from my husband's daughter in San Fran. I said to him when we took the box out of the mail, I said, "Wow, that's a huge box. Is that for you, for me? Because I am expecting a few things." And he says, "Well, actually, it's for you, and it's from Betsy." I says, "What?" So I was so excited. I get home. I get in the house and I open this box, and lo and behold, there's this incredibly beautiful card handwritten by her saying, "Thank you for being such a wonderful stepmom, and I hope you enjoy this gift." Well, the gift, oh my goodness, this girl is such a thoughtful kid. She's not a kid anymore. She came into my life when she was a kid. She was 12. She's 28 now. Been living in San Fran for a while. And I open this box, and here's this huge puzzle. I do jigsaw puzzles, and this puzzle is a 1,000-piece puzzle, which is the standard size I usually do. I actually do my puzzles. I glue them, I frame them, and they decorate my basement because I just love doing them. This one is an added pleasure because it incorporates another passion I have, which is mysteries. It is a mystery jigsaw puzzle where you have to read the book first, then you put the puzzle together using the clues that you read from the book. Now, here's the real catch. The picture on the box is not what the puzzle looks like. Now, anybody that's listening that understands puzzles knows what a challenge this girl has given me. I hope you had a great Mother's Day, and if you like chocolates, I got a reference back to my interview I did Friday with the master chocolatier Robin. You know, if you haven't gotten your mom a gift, or if you know your mom loves chocolate, you know, she's your mom every day. So you might go back and see my interview or listen to my interview with Robin and go order some of those chocolates, because I have, and they're awesome. In fact, I've done a video on tasting them. And so if you're new here and you've never listened in before, you're probably scratching your head and going, "Whoa, you got a puzzle going on right there, figuring out who is this crazy wild woman saying she can help grow my business. What the heck?" Well, if you're a business person on here and you've been in business very long, you know that we really do have a lot of stories to share with people. And sometimes you might have that conversation with someone just telling your story and they go, "Oh, wow, that really helped me." Well, over the years, because I am a Gabby person, that's why I call myself a Gabbin Gale, I love sharing my stories. And it always amazes me that people sit there mesmerized when I'm telling my stories. So when I get this feedback from people saying, "Hey, you so helped me, you've inspired me," or they laugh, or they smile, or they cry, whatever, I just thought that maybe if I bring it to a bigger platform, like this podcasting, through the internet, through iTunes, through Stitcher, through all the different directories, that maybe I could help someone else. Listening to my life lessons that I do Monday through Thursday might give you a light bulb moment that, "Oh, wow, that's what I needed to hear." Or maybe one of my silly adventures will stop you from taking that misstep that I already took. Because I learned from all the people that took all the steps before me. I read the books, I listen to the seminars, I attend events. And I've become known as a connector. And so after many years of helping people stay in front of their clients through a network marketing company that I'm a part of, I just knew there was a bigger, better way to get in front of more people. And that's why I brought it to the internet and used the social media to spread the word. On Fridays, oh, I have so much fun on Fridays. That's what I was talking about a minute ago in regard to interviews. I invite guests to come on my show on Fridays and I interview them about their success stories because their stories might inspire you. So that's what my show is all about. And if you'd like to get registered so that you're on my mailing list so that you can get any updates I share, or if you want to get on my onto my iTunes channel, you can do all of that simply by going to the Gail Foley Show. That's Gail, G-A-I-L, Foley, F-O-L-E-Y.com. There you'll see buttons that say subscribe to my channel. You'll also see all the previous podcasts so that if you listen to Robin's wonderful story about chocolate and you want to know how to get to that chocolate site, if you don't pick it up when you hear the interview, you can find it right there on that site. Also, if you have ever entertained doing a podcast to add to your marketing mix, I highly, highly recommend it. It is the most fun I have had in years, and it is bringing me a lot of incredible people into my life and into my business. You can find that at my favorites page. I have all the resources that I use right there. You're welcome to check into them. I am an affiliate, like my mentor says. Watch out, affiliate warning, but that is because I recommend them. I use them. I don't recommend anything that I don't use or I haven't read or haven't engaged in a conversation with the person that's using the program. So those are my recommendations. So what I do on Mondays is I do a bit of quotes. I call it Motivational Monday because I truly believe that there are certain things that you hear at the right moment in your life that just might trigger a major change for you. I mean, it can be such a small thing. One of these days, I'm recording my story. I will be putting that together. I actually have it in a chapter in my book. You can also find that on my site. But I really literally changed my life because of a book I bought. I read it, and I endorsed it, and I embraced it, and I listened, and I did it. And changing my life. So I've become known as the success connector because everything I do is I connect people. And I'm not going to go any more to that because I am putting out this afternoon a video that is the pre-launch of my video series. And it's going to be how to become a connector and grow your business. Because if you're not out there connecting in some way, online, offline, your business won't keep going. You got to make those relationships. So I've decided to do a tip every day, Monday through Friday, via video. It's going to be 1 to 2 minutes. That's going to be really hard for me. But from that, then I'm going to create a 4-part series once a week for 4 weeks. And I'll be inviting people to beta test this with me to get some feedback because I'm moving on to writing an ebook because I just really know how to connect. So you want to see that video. I will be posting that and I will be adding it to my site here probably before you hear this. But anyway, let me give you my quote for the day. This one comes from The Treasury of Quotes by Brian Tracy. He's America's leading business authority on success. And if you've never heard of this man, one of the things he did years ago was The Psychology of Managing Your Time. I don't think that was the exact title. I wore it out. It was a cassette tape series. I literally wore that out. So I no longer have it. However, I met Brian Tracy at the height of that publication. So it's been, oh my goodness, probably 12 years, if not longer. I had gotten into my first network company where I actually went out and worked it. Been in a few before that, never did anything. But this particular one, I had started to build a team and I was at the very first convention. And ironically, It was set up that when you registered, you were assigned a table. Well, I registered immediately. Are you kidding me? I'm going. I got a team. I'm happy. I'm having fun. Well, lo and behold, there's about seven of us that show up at this event, and I was placed at the very front table. I was right there with Brian Tracy, Robert Kiyosaki, Jerry Clark, I'm trying to think of who the other ones were. It was amazing. All the people that came with me were sitting in the back because they had dragged their feet on registering. And this is what I got to tell you. As a business person, every single time you go to an event, I don't care what it is, put yourself in the front row. Be a leader. Don't be sitting in the back watching all these people in front of you. Sit in front. You're a leader. You want to get every single word. You want to get eye contact with that speaker. You want to get in front of them as soon as they get off that stage to shake their hand and thank them. You want to become noticed. You want to connect. So I connected with Brian Tracy, and that's another story how my husband finally figured him out. Came home one day with his whole series. And I said, is that mine? He said, what do you mean, is that yours? I said, is that mine? He said, well, no, I got it from the company library. I started laughing and I pulled out my autograph copy. I said, really? At that time, my husband really had no idea who I was, but that's another story altogether. So today I want to read this quote from Brian Tracy. It's dream big dreams. Imagine that you have no limitations and then decide what's right before you decide what's possible. I think a lot of people have dreams. You know, there's people that they say they're daydreamers. Well, we have airplanes, we have cars, we have electricity. We have a lot of things. We have computers. We have a lot of things because people daydream something. But they daydreamed it to the point of taking action with that dream. And a lot of people are fortunate enough that they know immediately that that dream is a possibility. And they go out and they focus on that. They know they can do it and they just start doing it and nothing will stop them. And then there's other people like myself who look at, oh my goodness, I got to make that income. And I was in that situation. I was a single mom. And I had dreams. I had big ideas. I wanted to do something entirely different than work for somebody else. I'd been a secretary for 24 years. I'd been very good, but they don't promote you when you're a good secretary. They want to keep you right there doing whatever they need you to do. I just wasn't happy with that. So when the company I worked for decided to boogie out of town, close up shop, I had to do something different. And I got into the advertising world. Unfortunately, I had no training. Nobody took me by the hand and said, come on, Gail, we'll show you how to do this. And I went from a great salary to about $400 a month draw, having no training. Even though I loved the freedom, I loved what was going on, I was training myself via these books I was reading and trying to understand what a column inch was in a newspaper. I had no clues. I was just totally confused. Math wasn't my thing, but Gabin was. So I immediately got the trust of my advertisers, but it would take me literally 2 hours to get out of my car. I was so terrified. But as things progressed, I got to the 3-month point and I was in deep, deep doo-doo. I couldn't make any more than the draw because it was upstate New York. You had to drive for miles to get to your clients. I had one client that literally demanded, this was a client I inherited. He demanded that I come to see him. And it was literally in a upstate New York, a blizzard is almost all the time, except about 3 months in the summertime. And he wanted me to drive up through this Appalachian, or where were the Adirondacks? It was the Adirondack mountain range. I was in the Appalachians, in West Virginia. So I'm driving, and of course it gets very dark there because you got mountains all around. And I'm driving, and I finally get there. I think it's about an hour's drive in the most remote area, cold, snowy, in an old, old car. I get there. The guy shook my hand for about 5 minutes. He says, okay, thanks. That's all I need to know. I just need to look at you. I cannot tell you the fury that went through me all the way home down that cold, snowy mountain road. I was furious. But it was my job. So I went along for about 3 months, couldn't make it. I'm like, okay, the only thing I can do is go back into what I've done for 24 years. I've got to go back into the office. It was not a fun transition back because I was very overqualified for what was out there at that time. And I finally found a little ad looking for an office manager for a medical office. And I went into this office. I was told what the outgoing person was making. But because they knew I was desperate, I guess I must have had it all over my face that I desperately needed this job. Because they hired me in at a very miserable, miserable pay. But I really had no options. There was nothing in town. So I took the job with the understanding that in, 3 months, we'd review it, see if we were really going to proceed with this. I was immediately miserable because they lied to me. I was hired to be an office manager. About 2 weeks in, they come to me and they say, you know what? We really like the way that Susie's doing the front desk, so we're not going to put you into the position we talked about. We're going to leave you over here at this one. And that one was a bookkeeper. I am not a bookkeeper. There is nothing on my resume ever that I do bookkeeping. So first of all, I feel like a fraud and impersonator doing this bookkeeping. And so there was a guy there that was a physical therapist in the group, and him and I became fast friends. And I told him how mad I was. I really hated doing this, and I was going to find something else for myself and get out of this crap. And I don't know if I saw an ad. We didn't have the internet back there. I don't know. I think I was probably perusing the newspaper daily. And I found this little ad wanting reps, independent reps. And it was for a company called Beauty Control. So I contacted them. I got on the phone. I got the conversation going, oh, yes, we're going to have this training in Syracuse. You can take the bus or the Amtrak there. We're going to have this 3-day weekend training, and then you can go out. You can sell our products, blah, blah, blah. It's about a $500 investment. I didn't have $500, but I wanted out so bad. So I went to my friend, and I said, here's what's going on. I got this chance to do this, but it's $500 to get into the company, and then I need to get a, transportation, and then I need hotel room. You said you would help me. Would you be able to help me with $1,000? I've got money coming in, and I don't even remember where I had money coming in or what the heck I was thinking, but I borrowed $1,000 from him, and I enrolled, and I go to Syracuse, and I had the time of my life. I met some incredible women. I had some fun. I learned more about makeup and colors and all sorts of stuff. And it was a network marketing company where I could go out and I could sign up reps and do all this stuff. And so I came back, and so I was going to do that after work. Well, my friend comes to me after I'd been back about a week. And of course, this wasn't a weekend thing because I still had to hold on to that job. And he comes to me very quietly, whispers to me, he says, that money I loaned you? I says, yeah. He said, it wasn't my money. I said, what do you mean it wasn't your money? What do you mean? He said, well, I had to borrow that from some people, and they really would like it back sooner than later. And I says, what do you mean? What people? He says, well, sort of, they got mob connections, like. I'm like, oh my goodness, I absolutely freaked out. So, of course, I found a way to get that money very, very fast. But that's how badly I wanted out from where I was. And I'm not going to belabor the story because the story ends with me not being able to be successful because of where I was. I was the only person there that even knew what this company was. And my upline, as it's called, was in Connecticut, 4-hour drive away, which I couldn't do. But you know what? I had a dream that someday, some way, no matter what it took, how many steps, how many adventures, how many missteps, I was going to have my dream of being independent, doing my own thing, and being my own boss. Now, I've been here 19 years in Wichita, Kansas. This was a long time ago in upstate New York. So sometimes the journey isn't miraculous. It isn't overnight. But it will happen if you never give up on your dreams. So that's my message for today. With Brian Tracy's help, I'm saying again, dream big dreams. Imagine that you have no limitations and then decide what's right before you decide what's possible. So time's up for today. You have a marvelous Monday, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Bye-bye. Hey, I just wanted to add this quick PS on here. I wanted to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for being a follower and a listener. I so appreciate you. So I haven't said it in a while. I want to say it now. And I also want to give you a heads up on the fact that I have transitioned the GailFoleyShow.com to WordPress blog posting program that allows me to actually host and post my show right there. So now you can go right to that page. You don't have to go to another page to see the guest information. It's all right there encompassed with the recording. So if you're following me on here, I want to let you know that in about 20 days, I will be completely transitioned over. So if you want to keep following me, I really would love for you to go over to that page, subscribe. If you're an iTunes follower, I will be posting a new iTunes feed here very quickly. Part of the reason is I want to brand myself as Gabbin with Gail or Gabbin Gail. And in order to do that, I had to transfer over, transition, get a little bit more professional with how I'm presenting this. And it's all to your benefit because now you only have to go to one place to hear me, to hear the shows, to hear the interviews, to get their information, to find out what resources I'm using. So please, 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 if you want to continue following me, and I so hope you do, that's what's going on. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that if you come in here, you don't see any more new shows, that's because they're all on my new platform. So just go over to thegailfoleyshow.com and you won't miss a thing. And thank you again. You have no idea how much you've made my life very special and how much I so appreciate you. I can't put it into words. That's all I can tell you. I just cannot say it enough. Thanks. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gabbin Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.